Well, it's a Sunday night affair, the Atlanta Falcons in their new stadium after a defensive battle in Lambeau Field with the Seattle Seahawks. We are joined now to talk about the upcoming game with the coach, Mike McCarthy. How you doing, Coach?
Doing great, Jerry. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing fantastic. I gotta tell you, though, and you probably heard about this, Buck and Aikman were giving you crap about shaving your beard. So, you know, you got this thing backwards, right, in Wisconsin. You're supposed to grow it for the winter, Coach, and then shave it. So what's with the summer beard anyway? I've always meant to ask you that.
I think like a lot of things in life, you do it for different reasons, different purposes. So, I've had the beard long enough, and I just felt it was time to clean up. But it also we have a theme each and every year, and tied the timing of shaving it. I timed it up with our team theme, so it was just try to make an emphasis on getting started the right way, being cleaned up, free spirited, clear mind.
Wow.
Into the season. So
you got a plan you got a plan for everything, don't you?
Yeah, you have to these days, Jerry. you get further, further down the line, you got to keep your message fresh and creative.
Hey, let's look back, because I do have to talk about the play of your defense. A lot of people are wondering about just how good the Seattle offense is going to be with maybe some offensive line issues. But talk about the performance. Whenever there's a guy that they just don't have an answer for that's so big on defense, what Mike Daniels did last week.
I mean, Mike played probably one of his best games. He's a tough matchup for anybody one-on-one, his combination of power, leverage, and tenacity. So, you would think there's going to be a plan. I mean, definitely just the way they run the football, their zone schemes. So you probably have to try to, have two hats on him as much as possible, pass protection, do the same. So it really creates opportunities for the other guys. Hopefully it'll be given more one-on-ones across the board.
Overall, as I look at it, that has to be one of the best overall defensive performances, maybe in your time here, but certainly in a long time.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's dominant. I mean, it's a dominant All-Pro. And that's a game that obviously brings a lot of recognition to Mike. I mean, Mike is a known commodity already in this league and well respected. But with that attention comes responsibility, and that responsibility is, he's going to have to really just be in tune with the different ways of how they're going to come after him.
Everyone is, and I think they're right about this, everyone's pointing out you're facing a high-powered offense at home, at home for them in Atlanta, versus what you face in Seattle. Talk, and you've certainly, you have a lot of experience with this offense, particularly Julio Jones. Talk about that matchup.
Well, it's an offense that had an incredible season last year. There's a little bit of a adjustment with the new offensive coordinator. So, we've been paying close attention, more so what they did in Chicago. Just watched, some of the substitution patterns in the preseason. So, everybody's a little different, and it's early in the season, so they have some new wrinkles, and they're definitely going to have more this week against us. So, at the end of the day, it's about locking into your opponent, locking into the the matchups, the tendencies, but we just need to build off our performance defensively, the one against Seattle. So the way we're flying around to the football, that's the standard that we have set for the season. And that's what we got to play to.
Talk about offense for a moment. One thing in particular, obviously, it's a very good Seattle defense we're up against, and they. They threw a lot at you, but what a lot of people are talking about, I do find this just amazing. Starting the season off already, Aaron Rodgers getting those free plays, be it offsides, 12 men on the field. Is that something he practices? Is it? I mean, everybody knows he's going to do it, yet he's so successful at it.
Well, yeah, it's definitely something that occurs all the time in practice, and frankly, both sides need it. Our defense jumped off sides yesterday in a team period. So, and Brett Hundley, transition into a free play. So, I mean, it's good training on both sides of the football. Unfortunately, you don't want to jump off sides, but if you do, the play's not over. So, you're really defensive offsides you're creating an opportunity for the offense. And if you don't get the 12th man off the field in time, now you're creating an opportunity for the offense. So both those situations are some that are practiced, because what you don't want is your defense to relax and give up a touchdown, as Seattle did.
Final question, and I promised my listeners I would ask you about this. I know you did comment on Martellus Bennett and said you support him doing that in a positive way. Took a lot of listener calls yesterday where they're disappointed. They just feel it's disrespectful to the flag and to the country. And so I said I would, I promised I would ask you that. So I just ask you to respond to what some fans are saying about that.
Well, I think it's, as we all know, the rights in our country, and I think clearly the men and women that fought for those rights clearly understand, because that's part of the being in the United States, being able to have the freedom to do those things. So, social issues are something that are important. And if you want to bring awareness to them in a positive light, I don't really, I respect it. I mean, it's not something I personally would do at that moment. But this is a free country, and I think we all have to understand that.
All right, Ed, we'll leave that at that. In a big game, we'll be watching Sunday night. As always, good luck, Coach.
All right, thank you, Jerry.